Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Marcia Cook with A Good Story is a Good Story, and we have a really great, fun show today. I don't know, Sandra was supposed to be on the show, but I don't know, maybe she'll come on later. I don't know what happened, but you have me, and that's usually a mistake every show we have. Something happens at the beginning, but we'll carry on. Virginia and I always do this on our shows in the World of Ink Network, and usually 5 minutes before, something different happens, so that's we're prepared for anything. Okay. And Bobby's been on the show before. Bobby's going to be on. We're going to introduce her guest. This is a very interesting show that I've never had a show like this. I was looking forward to this show because I never really believed too much in writers' groups until I started being on Facebook and meeting everybody from all these different groups that everybody helps each other. And I think this is really fun. And for me, it's helped me, you know, knowing a lot of people that are writers. And Bobby told me about her group, and honestly, it sounded so interesting. I said, let's just do this, because I think that most of us probably talk to our friends, our regular friends, and they have no clue of what we're talking about, or do they probably care? They're trying to be nice and listen, but when I had my first book signing, they came. A lot of my friends came. They had no idea that I had like 6 books because I said I write, but they didn't, you know, they go, okay, fine, you know. And now everybody and their brother's on Facebook and all over, but I've met terrific people, and Bobby's one of them, and so I want to say hello to Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I know you're sick. Thank you for coming on. I know.
No problem.
I won't have you sing or anything. You don't have to sing.
That's good. In Texas, somebody's always sick. Our weather changes from day to day, but it has everywhere this year.
Hey, you're all in Texas. I'm in Chicago, so what can I say? Chicago.
I'm telling you, you've had the same problem.
Yeah, we have this in Chicago on a daily basis. We could have rain, snow, sun, everything in one day. So I'm used to that. All right, thank you for coming on. And you have a great group here. I checked out everybody on the website. You know, I've been looking up everybody, and it's going to be a fun show because I really think that you all have helped each other, and I think that you advise each other, and you really turned out to be good friends. So I want you to introduce – well, let's see. Today we have Kathy Myers on the show, Brenda Carey's on the show, Linda Ellis, and let's see, Janice is here or no? Janice is not here yet.
No, Janice hadn't called in yet.
Oh, that's right.
Pat Levine hasn't called in yet.
Okay, so they may call in. Okay. And,
well, Pat is kind of stuck out of town, so she's going to try to make it.
Oh, she may not. Otherwise, we could have her on another, you know, we'll do another show. You know, we
sure.
can get, you know, because I don't want her to miss out, so she'll get, you know. And so want to tell us how it started, and then I'm going to have everybody come out, and then we can all talk about their websites, just so everybody knows who they are and what they do.
Okay, I'll start, and then I'll turn it over to one, and they can talk, and then turn it over to another, if that'd be all right.
Well, that sounds organized, which might be somebody else. We'll see how that
goes. It started off ages ago. I had just finished my first novel, actually, and we had a workshop with the East Texas Writers Guild that I belong to, and I was so excited, and I took my first page, and I went up there, and the speaker spoke, and then after it was over, I asked one of them if he would look at the first page of my 100,000-plus word novel, and first of all, he said it was too long. Second of all, he told me he didn't like the POV, the characters, the passive voice, and I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. I was absolutely devastated, and
I thought, like a wonderful guy.
I said, I've got, you know, 999 more words, 900,000 more words that I'm going to have to throw away. And I was just, the president or founder, Kay Sellers, I said, well, I should be doing something else. I shouldn't be doing this. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. And she said, oh, no.
Right.
So we went, she said, come to this meeting. It was called Nuts and Bolts. We have it. It's where we just discuss everything. Well, I went, and she was saying, what is your problem? Well, I burst into tears. I was just hysterical.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and she said, oh, we need to get a group together to, you know, and everybody. Linda was there. Pat, who is not with us tonight, she was there. I think Kathy was there. I'm sure they all remember my little scene. And they said, oh, we'll get together wherever you want to meet. And
that's what a lot of people have. This is what happens. This is a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You're not alone. This is one of the reasons I'm having the show, and that's why the reasons I have this show is because you are not alone. And when somebody – I've always been an advocate for everybody writing. And I know it's horrible when people do that to people because it's really hard to write a book. even if it's good, bad, or whatever, but nobody realizes how hard it is unless they try. It's hard.
Well,
it's not
the
easy.
Point with me, it was easy to me. I just didn't know what I was doing.
Right,
but,
which is most of that. I think a lot of people start out that way. I don't think it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
the,
what gets us is the mechanics. None of us, when we start off, knows what mechanics is. I thought it was somebody that worked on my car. And then I discovered, no, that's something I don't know. That's what mechanics is. But each one of us in the group has a talent that's separate from the rest of us, you know, that really contributes. Linda, tell them what your talent is, how you can catch the...
keeping
different
track of the colors of the rooms or their names.
Oh, yeah, I change names in the middle of my story sometimes.
Yeah,
but that's hard. It's like kids, you can't change their names. That's difficult when you do that.
Well, she can, Linda will tell me. Oh, you can't. Yeah, oh, absolutely. She can pick out the most minute things that I would have never seen in a million years.
But that's a good thing.
Absolutely, it's a good thing.
We don't see it. We don't see it. A lot of times. You don't see it.
And Kathy is our English major. I mean, she's our English professor.
Yay.
So, good Lord, if we have a problem with our English or our dialogue or something, I just whistle to Kathy and she'll look at it and she'll say, oh, no. No, this is all wrong. And
well,
she can tell me.
That's really important. I need editing and I'm not right. You know, and I know what you're saying because that's true. Because, you know, sometimes that inhibits people because what happens is I still do that. I get inhibited, and the guy that Jeff, who does all my editing, he says, just do it. I go, okay, fine. But I'm always inhibited by myself, thinking, my God.
Yeah,
I don't trust
myself at all.
I have the wrong tense. I have this wrong. I have that wrong. I'm getting much better.
Oh, passive tense? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I still mess up on passive tense.
I think a lot of writers do that.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kathy, tell them what you write.
Yeah, so we have Cassie, who is, you've got a good group coming here, right? At least you have everybody to help you with something here. This is wonderful.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Tell them about your stories, Kathy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I write mystery and suspense, and I like the unexpected. I don't like my plots at all predictable, and I like to come to the writers' group because I like to get reaction.
Okay.
It's not a lot of times so much what people say is what they don't say.
Right, that's true.
You know,
that is
you're with a mystery, there's certain reactions that you're looking for from an audience, and you can tell immediately when you get them and when you don't.
Right.
And so even though it may be something they don't realize that they picked up on or didn't pick up on, I as a writer know, oh, that's not where I wanted them to go. That's not
what
I wanted them to think, and I know what to look for.
So you're hard on yourself.
And
I mean, you're that already. You're tough on yourself. I mean. Yes. I can see that.
Yes, I am.
I know.
But, you know, so good to get other people's opinions, and you feel like you're really getting somewhere. Writing is a lonely profession.
It is. But, you know, sometimes that's the only way you can really write sometimes is if you are alone.
That's
right. Because sometimes, I mean, even if I go to, you know, I have an office, but even if I'm in the office, I still go to, like, Starbucks and I want to be away from everything. Well, because women get distracted. I mean, I don't know about you, but like me, if I'm at my house, let's just say, I'll be doing laundry, I'll be doing this, and, you know, then if you're home in the day, you see more dust than you should see, then you start picking up the
rest. That doesn't bother me.
Well, it does. It makes me crazy, right? That's why I don't
get Linda to tell you about her story.
Okay.
Oh, well, mine is about equine therapy. But it's turned into mostly a love story, but it starts off with the cowboy, of course.
That's
and
right.
The girl meets
Why not?
There we go. That's enough said right there.
Linda lives on a ranch. Linda lives on a ranch,
then,
and everything.
I'm out in the pasture, I'm okay. Yeah, and so anyway, it's about equine therapy for handicapped children, which we read a lot about that anyway. And then she, of course, gets hurt, and then he puts her on the horse and makes her well and everything. We all live happily ever after.
That's good. That's a good, that's a good story. That's a good story.
But,
it's a happy ending.
I like going. Yeah, it's not published. I'm not quite finished with it, but I'm working on it.
All right, well, that's good. All right, so how long do you think it'll take you to finish it?
I'm just right at the last chapter or two. I've got about two chapters left, and then I'll be done. And then I'll have to go back, you know. We'll be working on it some more, looking at all the little ifs and has
Linda,
and all of that.
Linda can paint the most beautiful picture. I mean, when
really?
You read Linda's work, you can see the cow. In one of her chapters, one of the cows gets bogged down. Oh, my God, her description of the cow and his frustration and the cowboys trying to get him out in this rainstorm. I mean, you could just see it happening. She is so good with
words. That's my weakness. That's my, you know, because that's why I went into writing scripts, because, you know, for movies, because for me, and I am writing books now again, but description is not easy for me. I'm getting better at it. But now, since I've been writing scripts, I can see it now. When I was just writing books, I couldn't see it. But the scripts have made me see it, and I'm much better at dialogue than I am at anything else. But you have to paint the picture is what, like you're saying, you have to paint a good picture for the reader. Otherwise, they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the only reason that I can paint anything at all is because the ladies at the group have said, well, tell me about it, tell me. And then I could come back and I'd write more.
Yeah,
and they're the ones that got my paintbrush started. So
that's a good way. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah,
that's a good way. Paint the picture. I've heard people say something like that, and you know, I mean, no matter how many shows I've had, no matter how many years, and I've been doing this a long time, I still learn something new all the time because everybody has a different technique, and sometimes somebody just says something and it like clicks in your head, and it just must have been that what happened to you. Somebody just said it, and they went like, oh, and you went okay. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah. Well, one thing, like I said, Brenda is one of these people. Every time I get on Facebook or anything, Brenda is going out with a promo. Tell us about all the ways that you promote your books, Brenda.
Yeah, she's out there a lot. You have a lot of things going on.
Well, being that I have a nonfiction book, it's important to build a platform. And in one of our Writers Guild lessons, then we learned about the importance of social media. And so I went to work on it and set up Facebook and Twitter, a web page, and started blogging and collecting information about my topic and reaching out to people. My book is nonfiction over...
But you've got a good... I was looking on you know... Actually, you have it organized very well. I mean, you know, you do. And that's important in nonfiction. You're absolutely right. The problem I find for myself is that all of the social media, it drives me crazy. I mean, I'm up late at night, and then I find one thing, and I go, uh-oh, I should do something else. And I'm I get unfocused. And the problem is what I'm trying to do now is trying to get myself back into writing more, because even though we have to do this, I think, like, for me, the radio shows are good, and that's why I like to have a lot of different guests on, because I think radio shows are good, because, like, after today, you'll have the link, and you'll be able to put it on your website, and people can hear you, like, because you're a real person, and that helps.
You have to get yourself out there.
Yeah, but I do think that most people are not selling the amount of books that they think they wanted to sell, and if you come into this to make money, it doesn't always work because you don't make the money that people think. It would be nice if everybody made what everybody thinks writers make, but that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but social media can get overwhelming, and I was to death whenever my son said, Mom, you know you can make it where your Facebook posts goes directly to Twitter.
Right.
I was tickled to death because I could not get two things at once.
Well,
then everyone started inviting me to join Pinterest. So,
I know what Pinterest. I'm gonna tell you, Pinterest is really good. I'll tell you what. I was listening to a 1-hour webinar on it. They had it. This woman was talking to me, and she said she is. That's what she does is PR. And she said it is overwhelming. And she's right. It is. I don't care who you are. It's overwhelming, all of this. But the Pinterest, it seems to be really good because people want, like anybody that writes a book wants readers, and that's what's on Pinterest. Facebook are people like us, and not everybody's buying each other's books. We're just, talking and, you know, giving announcements and things. But Pinterest, I think it's really going to be a good thing.
Well, one of the things that the small...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
As important as social media is, it can be very frustrating for writers because we sit down to the computer to work, and before we know it, 2 hours has gone by, and we still haven't gotten to the piece we're wanting to work on.
You're absolutely right.
That's
exactly what happened last night. Then I go, okay, fine, then I'll do it. See, but, you know, before all this, I really wrote a lot more, okay, because I didn't do this. And sometimes I go like, okay, you're not going on Facebook and you're not looking at your messages. And then I go, well, I'll just look at my messages today and see what happens.
Don't we all?
2 hours later, then I say, like, what is wrong with me? And then I want to start writing, and then it's like 1 o'clock, and I go, okay, fine, another hour. And then it's 3 o'clock, and then I go, I have to get up in the morning. So I think that's a huge problem. And I do think what happens is, I've talked about this before, it's like writer's block now. That's what happens. You're so busy doing things at night like this that you're not writing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think we all
do this. It's just a point of scheduling your time and only allowing yourself like an hour in the mornings and an hour in the evenings, you know, to do your social media and the rest of the time.
I do that in my head, but that doesn't work out.
Well, I do that. In the morning, I take my first hour in the morning, check all my emails, because I have a kind of a side job where I have to read
submissions. What do you mean a side job? It's a full job.
Well, and
you
I have
say
to
what
read
you
submissions.
Do. Okay, go ahead. I think we should
talk about what we do. I'm an acquisitions editor for Dancing with Bear Publishing, and I have to read all the submissions that come in and then decide whether to send them on for consideration or not. And I don't believe in it used to just irritate the poo out of me when I would hear that, oh, an editor just, you know, picks up the first page, and if they don't like it, they just throw it away. Well, it just irritated the heck out of me because if it's a good story, it's a good story. Well,
which is the name of my show.
A good story is a good story. It can be fixed. Yes. So I just don't believe in throwing away the first page.
So
I'll sometimes stick in there, hoping and praying and waiting and reading, and then when I get halfway through, if I'm not hooked, then I'll glance quickly through the rest.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to throw it away. If I get hooked, well, then that's going to be half my morning right there.
Now, look,
you know,
do you get hooked a lot, or do you find that you're not getting hooked?
I'm ashamed to say, and I'm sorry for all the writers out there, but no, I don't get hooked very often.
Okay.
But
well,
I have just
see, that's
read
what
one.
Happens. Right. That is what happens. Because you know what, though? Honestly, there's so many people writing now and they're not really that good, some of them. That's why I keep saying keep writing and writing because they'll get better. But, you know, it is hard to hold your attention.
Well, you can't just keep writing. You've got to get help. That's why.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's why
these girls and I are here together, because if you don't know what you're doing, they may not know, but together, all as a group, we can find out.
Right.
And you can't just sit in a corner by yourself, decide
no,
you're going to read a book, write a book, write it, and then submit it and wait for it to be published. It doesn't happen that way.
No.
It takes, you've got to do research, you've got to find out what, you've got to learn the mechanics of writing. And I hate that phrase, but it is so, so true.
Yeah.
And Kathy Myers has got mechanics down per se. I mean, she's got it down to a T. And that's why I know I can always call Kathy if I've got a problem. And she's always there for me. Kathy
now,
will never turn you down.
Now, Kathy, okay. Now, so what do you advise? I mean, because people, when they listen to my shows, you know, we talk about this. What should people do if they really want? I mean, they can't edit and they get upset. Do you have any advice for them that would help them as to, you know, just keep going, even though it's hard to keep going, but we try.
I think the same would need to join a writer's guild where they can meet like-minded people. That will help them. And there's writing classes all over the Internet, and there's some good ones out there. And I think that they need to do that. They've got to love craft. And then people say, well, you know, I'm being creative. This is my own style. Well, it's like art. You've got to learn the basics first. And then, sure, deviate. Once you know the rules, you can deviate. But you've got to know the rules in the first place, because, after all, our job is not to entertain ourselves. We're trying to tell a story to the reader. And if we cannot get our message and our pictures and our story over to the reader, then what do we have?
Right.
We're just scribbling in the dark.
Yeah, because we know what we're saying. We know what we're writing. We know what we mean.
That's right.
But sometimes that does not transfer to the reader. They look at it.
Exactly.
I read a submission today, and we were talking about POV. For those of you listening, it's point of view. I hate it when people throw initials at me, and I don't have a clue what they're talking about. POV is your character's point of view. And I read one today where in one paragraph there were four people that were thinking thoughts every other sentence. And that's when I thought, you know, oh, my goodness, he needs a little lesson in POV.
Okay, so like, all right, so if you see this, somebody has this problem. See, that's the thing. I mean, you don't take it. But what would you say anything to them or when you can't?
Oh, absolutely, because that's the thing that had upset me. Oh,
really?
That's what upset me the most when critiqued mine, because he was throwing things at me, and then he turned around and left, and like I was supposed to know what he was talking about. Whenever I read something, and I like the story, mm-hmm. I will send them an edit sheet, and we'll also send them an email and explain what POV is and tell them what passive voice is and give them an example of it.
Okay.
And,
so,
you know.
I mean, that's really good. Okay, so now talk about the name of the, you know, say the name of the company, Dancing with Bear Publishing.
Oh, Dancing with Bear Publishing is who I work
for.
Okay, now
are they taking submissions now? Or
yes, we are open for submissions. We do not take anything like in fantasy, horror, witches, well, you know that, witches, warlocks, that sort of thing. We take children's line, and it's from about 12 and up, and it needs to be about 20,000 words or more. Mm-hmm. You need to get on the site, read the guidelines, and send it to me, and it will give you the address, and it will tell you people everything on there. We do not publish picture books. Quit sending them to me, please.
This is the problem, though. People really, you know, you can't, you know, people just really hope. And the thing is that they wish, you know, maybe they think, oh, if I'll sneak it in there, maybe they'll look at it. But, you know, you definitely, but on Dancing with Bear, there is submission, you know, that's what people probably have to do is, you know, authors have to look and see what the submission, you know, what the company, each company wants different things, and sometimes they change it.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about it, too, is that they want it in a certain font. They want a certain margin around it. They want your chapters headed in a certain way. It would be nice if they all just said, send it any way you want to. But it doesn't work that way.
I mean, that's really nice that you're doing that. You're telling them, you know. So has anybody, after you told them that, have they said anything like, you know, thank you very much and, you know,
oh, absolutely. And even put on our thing that if you want an editing sheet that will show you some of the things might stop your manuscript from being accepted, the things you must follow. Do not do. We have these are the things we want, and then we have a do not, and then a list of do not do these things.
Yeah.
And it should be pretty simple, but it's.
People need it. No, look, people need that. Okay. Now, you know, okay, so like, Brenda, you do nonfiction. So nonfiction, a lot of people don't want to take nonfiction because they want to make sure that the story is real. I wrote a nonfiction book also about a Holocaust survivor, and the problem is that some publishers don't want that because they want to, you know, there have been issues that sometimes things aren't true. I mean, but nonfiction books sell very well because people want to know about different subjects. I would like to just touch on your subject. Do you want to just talk about your website and just for a few minutes, because I'm going to have a separate show hopefully with you about this subject, but I think you should just explain to them your website, and because you're very organized in what you've done. So what is your website and what is your book, so you could tell everybody?
Okay. My website is just brendacarey.com, and I'll go ahead and spell mine for you because it's spelled a little
different.
It's Brindacarey. And as a person who survived and recovered from child abuse, it's my passion right now to, first of all, tell my story to let them know I've been there and I understand and you're not alone. And then but to also give information, resources, help.
You give a lot of information on your site. You do, a good information.
Well, it doesn't do any good to just dump something on someone or appeal to something that's hurting them and then not give them something to give them hope and comfort.
Brenda doesn't say this is what happened to me, you know, read what happened to me. Brenda says this is what happened to me. I know there are people out there that it happened to.
Right.
And you know, also, and here are some places you can go and people you can talk to and things you can do that will, you know, help the situation.
Well, there was something that was very interesting that was on there, and I was going to, you know, you have an emergency checklist.
Yes.
That they should, you know, and you have a lot of different information that I haven't seen out there before, which is very good because you have things that people, when they want to leave, they need to bring some things. So you are explaining to them what they need to have. So because if they decide never to go back wherever they were, they better have this because they need to have it to start their life.
Yeah, because, you know, other than child abuse, any abuse, there's a lot of domestic violence out there. And women, you know, it's hard to escape from that life. And
it's very hard.
To be safe, they need to know some things they need to do, but how to go about doing them so that they can escape safely. So that's what that emergency is.
And you give all that information. So we're going to talk about this another time. And I put some of the things on. I put the link on my site, which is www.michiganavenuemedia, which will be on the www.worldofinknetwork.com. I think that I'll start posting some things because I think this is a big issue. I had Erin Marin on, and she goes out and talks to a lot of people in Washington. She's got a abuse. She's got an Erin Marin Law in Illinois. So I think that, you know, with people like you, Brenda, and people like Erin that help people, this is a really good thing because sometimes people don't know who to ask and they don't want to talk about it with people. So your site is really good, and Erin Marin is another person that has really tried to help people. So I think that's a great thing to write. I mean, when you're helping somebody. So that's something to really be proud of, I think, you know.
And you came
away from it. And you're doing all of this now, so that's great.
Well, in getting back to the role of our critique group, let me just say that I worked on this on my own for 3.5 years. Every time I mentioned needing some critique partners, it's a difficult subject. Nobody wanted to read it. Nobody wanted to give me any feedback on it. And then these sweet women whom I've grown to really love invited me to participate in their group. And true, we didn't hash out the critiquing sessions on my work. Most of them just emailed it back to me with track changes or slipped the segment to me with their critique marks on it. But it was very helpful to me, and it was also a kind of a relief to just go in there and feel the warmth from these women and read their wonderful stories of love and hope and even the suspense. You know, it's just something to take me away to other genres that I enjoy reading.
Which is what people need. That's what people like. People in general, readers, they want to be taken away sometimes. And sometimes they want the truth. But, you know, sometimes they want to be in another place because their life, they have issues, they have problems, you know, the economy's bad, a lot of things. And it's you're doing a service, like if you're writing a romance, let's say, or something, there's a lot of people out there that need that, you know. And you yourself have written a nonfiction, but you probably sometimes you need to, you know, go into another world a little because you can't stay in the same, you know, you cannot be the same, you know, reading the same thing every day and talking about it. So that's why I think a lot of different genres are really helpful, you know.
And, you know, just like different professions have their own jargon.
Yes.
Someone who's grown up in abuse, that seems like normal to them. And if they go to talk about it, they don't always realize that something that has kind of unnaturally formed and programmed in their head to seem like something natural is something that other people just don't understand. So
yeah.
When I would get feedback from them saying, I don't understand, why did this happen, or what did you do, or how did you feel? And it helped pull those things out of me to put on paper so that the reader could understand better where I was coming from. And I named our group.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
I said, you are writing warriors. And so I always refer to our group as the Writing Warriors.
That's true, though.
No,
you know what,
and
though?
Brenda.
Yeah. That's a true definition.
Brenda's
good
one
name.
Of these. Oh, it is. And we just love it.
It's a great name.
We just love it. Brenda's one of these people, though. She lives in Arkansas. And I had a speaking engagement with the Romance Writers. I think it was the Romance Writers. I'm not sure. And I'm just over there, we're just talking, and I'm chatting with everybody, and then I feel this tap on my shoulder and turn around, and by golly, there stood Brenda. I mean, with all the things that she's got to do when she comes back here with her family to visit and her grandkids and all, she took the time out. I'm going to get all choked up now.
Yeah.
She took the time out to come to my little speech giving and my little book signing, and I hope she knows how much I appreciate that.
See, this is one of the reasons I'm having this show, because I actually think this is so, like, nice. I mean, and in this world, it's such a tough world these days, to have friends to sit and talk to about writing and understanding, and they're not going to be, you know, the old type of writing groups, I mean, I was in a group, it was called the Writer's Workshop, and there was like 100 people in it. And, you know,
oh,
and people
wow.
would come, yeah, when my son was real little, I went there every Thursday. And I would listen to everybody. And, you know, sometimes people gave things and then they had, like, different people every month, like a romance writer, you know, whatever, different kind of writing. And, you know, and then I would see people that would stand up there and read something, and everybody would just criticize them so pathetic. I mean, it was horrible. I could not stand it. And it was just really bothering me. I had just been starting out in those years, and I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, well, how can they do that to people? And I still think. Like, you know, that is not necessary. Like,
well, the thing about our critique group is that we may not like the subject matter or the genre of another writer, but that's not what we're there for.
Right.
We're not there to offer our opinion on their subject or their genre. We're there to help them with the mechanics, to get this story pulled together, to get the corrections that are needed, to help them reword and complete a sentence, you know.
Because sometimes you need that. And
that's exactly it.
Really do
I don't
need
have
that.
To like it. They could probably have a bestseller while I'm still struggling trying to get us one submitted with a subject that I didn't care for. But that's not the point. The point is we're there to help each other hone and, you know, perfect the best we can what we're doing so that we're a happy writer. And that's exactly
what we do.
All
right, now, so Linda, you haven't finished, right? Okay. You haven't finished your book. So, I mean, how do you...
Oh,
when
no,
you okay, so when you came to... When you started with this group, did you have something in mind? I mean, you started it. But did you know that you would really be this close to finishing, or how did you feel about that?
No, that's one of the things that you do. We meet every other week. Well, I have to send something to them so that they can critique it, so they've kept me. Otherwise, I'd have wandered off and not ever finished it. I'd have stopped writing somewhere.
See, that's a good thing. Right.
Yeah.
No, see, that's great.
And so
great.
They keep after me. And they want to know what's happening next. Sometimes they'll write a little note, what's going to happen next, I can't wait, and stuff like that. And so they encourage you and keep pushing you until you finish it. I had written a little book that's just a little thing, but this is the main thing that I'm writing. But they encourage you so much. And
now,
when you
say you have a little book, what do you mean? You have a small book that you've
written? Oh, I had the reason that I even went to join the writers group. I had retired, and I thought I was going to watch TV and work in the yard and sleep a lot. And
there you go.
Well, didn't we all?
Some of the best writers are over a certain age, you know, and now, you know, when you look back at some of the people that have written books, they didn't start very young, a lot of them.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Everybody starts.
Well, you don't have time.
Right, you're raising families, whatever's happening in your life, and in a with a book, it really isn't ever too late, you know. And, you know, the reason I asked you about the small story is because I didn't know this, but a lot of people now are having, you know, just small stories. And they get them published.
Oh, she wrote the cutest book called Norman the Bull. That was really, I just fell in love with that story. And that's when I knew that Linda could write.
Have you thought of self-publishing that yourself?
No,
I know somebody that is.
So
actually,
much.
She's coming on Friday. Willow Cross is coming on Friday. She's a self-published author who's done extremely well. She's great. I love her. She's coming on Friday afternoon on the show. And she does format people's short stories and small stories, and then you can put them on Creative Space or whatever,
yeah.
You know, and test the waters, you know. I mean,
well,
you know.
Oh, is this Willow? Is this Willow coming on?
Yes, Willow is
all
coming.
All right.
Yes. Willow's coming on. And she's coming with a couple of her friends that are also, you know, self-published. And I'll have that out. I'll put it on, you know, Facebook. I'll write their names in it. Yeah,
good.
Willow's
good.
Great. And she is going to help people do that sometimes because sometimes you can't find a publisher. And sometimes these small stories are doing really well. I know I never really realized how many short stories are out there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, because of Creative Space.
Well, you know, another thing that people don't seem to realize is that, I don't know, I think when they're thinking of search, they think, well, I'm going to search for a particular thing. Okay, what you can do, a writer that has their book or story finished, and you're really interested in submitting it, you go up to your little Google search, and all you have to put in is publishers open for submission, or publishers who publish whatever you're writing, whether it's young adult.
There's a lot of small publishers that are doing short stories.
Who are open for submission.
Right.
And it will
give
you this huge list.
Really?
And then you go down and it'll give you their website. You can click onto it and see if that's for you. If not, go back, click onto the next. I did that very same thing about a week ago because I had a young adult fantasy. DWB doesn't publish fantasy.
Okay.
So and I'm very bold, people, and I'm telling you that are out there that are going to submit to me, be bold. It doesn't scare me, and I will not throw it in the trash. But what I do is I found her private email, which is how I found the publisher of Dancing with Bears private email, who published my book. And I got another one coming out this month.
That's how you found her? Really? That's how you got to be
friends? No. I heard about it, but I couldn't find the website.
Okay.
But the person that had told me about her, sent me her email.
Hmm.
Okay, back to what I was saying. But anyway, today, so then what I did was I found this publishing website, and I found this publisher's email. And I sent her. Well, she said, check the website. Well, I found the website, and in it she was saying, do this and do that and do this and get to know me. Well, I did. I checked everything on there, read everything she wrote. I mean, saw everything that she wrote. I went back on there and said, okay, I've done that. Now you need to get to know me. And I put everything in there about me and what I did and what I do. And she wrote back and she said, send me your manuscript.
Great.
So, people, you have to be bold.
Okay, let's repeat that because I'm going to – let's write this down. Because, you know, really, I have, like, lists of publishers. I'm an agent, and I don't send out, really, books anymore because I was tired for my clients, and they all gave up, you know, and that's why I believe a lot of
Shame.
No, No. I don't say they should give up. They should just self-publish then. But, you know, a lot of times, even with a publisher, it takes a very long time. And, you know, a lot of times, if people have to wait, then they give up. I just want people to get out there and write. Even if it's not the best thing in the world, maybe I always believe they'll get better, I hope, you know. But I think that you got to start somewhere sometimes.
Sure, and the thing about
believer that. Go ahead. I was just going to say, I'm a firm believer that everyone has something inside of them that needs to be spoken. And
everybody has a story. That's right.
Everyone has a story. And even if it is writing little short essay pieces about each of your children, grandchildren, a little history about where you came from, something, and putting it in a book that you're going to print 30 copies of to give to your family for posterity, it's important. And it's
I know people do that. That's a very good thing. I know people.
Well, little short stories can turn into kind of a profession. I have sold over 350 short stories. My wall is papered with the magazines that I sold them to. When I die, my kids will walk in here and they'll say, well, I know one thing she did, she wrote. You know.
A lot of things.
And that story,
I wanted to ask Kathy something, because Kathy has like a few books out. So I just wanted to Kathy to get her names of the books out too, because we haven't talked about the names, so people will know how to find people.
Well, I've got three different series out. One
okay.
is the Black Eyes series,
uh-huh.
which is the Black Eyes Conspiracy, Shadows of Illusion. This is kind of a techno thriller.
Okay.
Espionage, but it's got a lot of mystery. It's got some romance.
Okay. and everything. It's a good thing.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what is your website? So we can tell everybody there.
Oh, crmyers.com,
okay.
www.crmyers.com, and I've also got crmyers.blogspot.com.
Okay.
But,
you know, I don't know if you know this, but Fran Lewis has started a site where you can send in your books. She's a book reviewer. She's also on World of Ink, and she's got some really great shows. So, if you follow some of the things with me, if you want to know, I'll tell you, because Fran Lewis has five reviewers now that are reviewing. And if you send in, some
great.
Are doing e-books. Yeah, and they're very good reviewers. See, because, the problem that I'm finding now is that there's a lot of people reviewing, and they're not really reviewers. And I don't want people to have reviews by somebody that really doesn't know what they're doing or in that genre and give someone a bad review really shouldn't. I mean, because they don't know what they're doing, it's not fair, to these writers.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I agree.
So, Bobby, Fran Lewis, she's got that now on her site, on Facebook. Yeah, and I think that's a good thing, because there are well, Virginia Grenier, my partner in this, she does it, and let's see, Delaney is doing this. Karen Vaughn, I think, is doing this. Delaney Oates is doing this, and Martha Cheevers, I think. I don't know her, but she's one. And Fran Lewis is a very, very good reviewer. So, and she's monitoring it, and, it's going to be from very good people that are reviewers, which will, help you. And I think so, that's a good site that they have now, because there's getting to be too much of this out there where, people are stopping and getting writer's block, and they're getting upset. And because if somebody gives them a bad review, this is not a good thing. I mean, to give someone, let's say, I've heard people, they get a one star. I mean, this person, and when someone's starting out, if they give them a one, they may never write another thing again. And that's, it's just not, and they may not even be a reviewer who did that. So it's not really good. So if you ever need anything, just let me know, or Bobby will check with, because, certainly when you're out there, this is a good thing to have good reviews, that.
Well, another thing that I wanted to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I was just going to say that Marcia had a really good idea to have everyone tell the titles of their books.
Yes.
And Kathy's got some really good ones, and so I hope she'll go back and tell everybody the names of her books, the titles of her books.
Yeah, I want to do that. Yes, definitely, because, because as I talked to Kathy before, it's not easy to find Kathy. There's a lot of people on Facebook and Amazon and everything, and it's very difficult to find people now, much more difficult than it was before. So that's part of the show, is that I, like to have everybody say, there, and a lot of times I think what we're going to do, Virginia and I, are going to put on World of Ink people that have been on our show, so people can find these authors, easily. It's very hard to find authors these days that you want to read a book, because there's so many authors, and
that's
you think you might have written their name down, and you probably did. However, if they have an initial in it, and then you won't find them. You'll find somebody else. Yeah. All right. So let's do Kathy. We didn't finish. Wait. So you had. Let's see. All right. Let me see something. See, Linda. Look what you have. Look forward to. We have to do all this. that's the only thing. It's not that bad though. We're all doing it. Okay. So all right, Kathy. All right. So wait a minute. Yours. You have. Okay. You have the. All right. Let's see. Kathy. The names of them. We didn't get that.
Okay. I write under C.R. Myers.
Okay.
And I'll just go through the names I've got published right quick. Total Fire, Gray, Ladies' Game, Little Bridges, Queen's Pawn, Shadows of Illusion, The Black Ice, Conspiracy, and The Darkness Inside. And one thing I want to say is a couple of weeks ago, I had a really fantastic experience. I had entered Ladies' Game into the Amazon Select program.
Oh, you did?
Can offer it free for 3 days. Yes. And it was tooling along, you know, picking up a few downloads every hour. And I had done another book earlier, The Darkness Inside, which went to number 7 in the UK. And it did really well. And I was hoping that Ladies' Game would do even better than that. And but then it looked like it was going to catch up to it and maybe do
well, you know,
better.
Sometimes, right, is that the is that when you have the free day, free days, the Kindle free days? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah. And I've been on those too, right.
And I was sitting there kind of watching my numbers, and I was posting a few tweets and a little bit on Facebook and, you know, going along. It was Sunday afternoon. It was the last day of the 3 days. And all of a sudden, my numbers jumped. It doubled. And I thought, huh, that's weird. And it was small numbers. It wasn't any big deal. And then the next hour, it tripled. And so I called my publisher, and I said, are you watching my numbers? They're kind of picking up. And she said, no, I was watching TV, but I'll watch them. And so it went to where I was doing 100 downloads an hour. And then
wow.
She called me
that's,
and she said,
that's great.
She said, do you realize you're doing now 200 downloads an hour?
Wow.
And in a few minutes, she called and said, now you've done 100 downloads in the last 15 minutes.
Wow.
And I got up to like 800 downloads an hour for like 3 or 4 hours running.
Well, that's, you know, see, it is amazing, though, what some, you know, and the thing is, like, you never know. Some books just take off
don't.
That way. You don't know. It's the weirdest thing because everybody, I'm at World Castle with one of my books, and there's a lot of World Castle authors, and it's amazing. Some of them just really skyrocket, and some don't. It just happens, and I don't think anybody knows.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's, you can't tell. Nobody's
exactly.
going to know. Yeah, it just happens.
You don't know, and it ended up in the top 100 for the Amazon on my Amazon bestseller list.
Great.
And it was just crazy. Because,
now, Ladies' Game,
you know,
what genre is that? What type of book is Ladies' Game? What type is that?
Ladies' Game is a detective novel, and it's a very provocative client comes into the new detective's office and wants him to save her. She thinks her husband's trying to kill her. And then within 2 weeks, I don't want to tell too much of the story.
Okay.
But anyway.
Something happened. Something happened. Something to be continued. To be continued. But see, that's a great story.
Around.
See, that's really great, though, because, you know, that's the thing. You know, and that's why people don't realize that when you listen to a lot of these blog talk shows, I mean, there are so many different things that people don't realize that they can do. That are really constructive and really help. But the thing is, what they have to remember is sometimes it doesn't work and they shouldn't get upset because they can try it again.
Right.
You know, it doesn't, you know, there's no way to say, you know, I'll tell you something. It's really funny because Blog Talk has been great with us and they've really been featuring our shows. And there was one show we had a couple of weeks ago, Virginia and I did it, and we was the two of us. We didn't have a guest. And we were talking about writing everything. All of a sudden, I look at the numbers of the people that are, like, this is after on the archive. It was like 1,000, 2,000, and I was going like, what? I thought they made a mistake. I'm going like, what, in like an hour. And then by the end, they kept us on for the weekend, and by the end of the weekend, we had like 18,000 people that have listened to our shows, and we went like, oh, we thought that same thing. It's like, so you don't know. And then sometimes that's why, you know, our show, we've been very happy with the way Blog Talk has helped us, you know, because they've been, you know, premiering us and featuring us, and, you know, we try really hard to get a lot of information out there. And the thing is, you don't know what will happen, and we don't know. Like, now they featured my show from last week, and, which was a horror show. And it's, you know, it's really unbelievable. So that's why people shouldn't give up if their books don't sell right away on something like the Kindle books, you know. And there's also Smashwords, too. That's another, you know, you can have like a 99-cent day there, too. It's called Smashwords.com.
Right.
But you can't be on both.
I wanted to give another hurrah for our writers group. About a week ago, my computer crashed. Well, it didn't crash. It just went crazy.
Know.
And I lost I got nearly everything back, thank goodness, from Marie and a lot of my friends.
Oh, great.
But my writer's group that had all these little copies, see, we send them to each other via email.
Oh, because that's
horrible. And we critique them and then bring them to the next meeting and discuss them. Well, Linda and Janice, who wasn't here tonight, they had all kind of chapters of this book that I had lost.
Oh,
and they've been sending it to poor Linda. Said, I don't think I have anything. My gosh, she must have sent me 8 chapters. and Linda, I'm going to hug your neck next time I see you.
Good.
Maybe give you a crick, but they don't know. They are there for you night and day.
See, that's, you know,
through
computer
crashes
so
and
right. Oh,
terrible writing. Everybody that I work with, they're my friend, they're my family, they're my writing family, and
now,
how many are
these all the, you know, the other two that aren't here, but is that the whole group then? Is that the group?
Exactly. We've got Kathy, Pat, Janice, Linda, Brenda, and myself.
Wow.
And Brenda lives out of state, so we don't see her except when she happens to pop in.
Yeah. That's so nice, though. It's really nice. I mean, it really is.
Kathy's got grandkids that play football, and of course she's always doing a promo or something, so we don't see her, but Kathy's there. She told us the last time, she said, you call me, you email me, anything you need, I am there for you.
So
most of the time it's just Linda, Janice, Pat, and myself, and but we send everybody a copy. And
well, we're going to have to get
like
Linda to finish her book. Linda will be finishing her book, right?
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. We won't let her get away
really
with
good.
Right. Now, Janice, does she have a book out, Janice?
No, she's finished hers, though. And
that's good.
Kathy, is it with White Birds? It's somebody, I think, is interested in publishing it.
That's good.
Yeah,
there are a lot of small publishers. You're right. No, you are right. But, you know, for those, you know, that sometimes the small publishers don't want to take certain books, and we, you know, there's no answer. You know, so, I mean, that's one of the reasons Friday Willow's coming on, because she is very convinced, and I am too. I've done a lot of my books, you know, self-publishing. And if you do it right, then it's fine, and you can have a career. And I've been always an advocate of that, because there are so many books out there that are really good that publishers don't take, and that's always upset me, because for years people gave up, and I never did, but people do. They give up very fast, and they shouldn't, because now the market is open wide for so many authors now in all different genres, in, you know, small novellas, things like that. And, you know, even myself, who've done this for years, didn't realize how many short stories are out there as books now.
That's true. Brenda, tell them the name of your book. I don't think you ever mentioned it.
Right.
Oh, it's Don't Cry Daddy's Here.
Yeah, it's on my website, too. Right. And you for sure will, you know, you'll be on again to talk about the subject matter, because, you know, you know, having gone through what you have and being able to write a book about it and also being out there for other people is truly this is a success. I mean, it doesn't matter how many books you sell, if you've helped some people, this is great. I mean, you know, because people need that. I mean, they need that. You know, because people don't realize sometimes that there are other people that are going through what they did. And all they need is somebody else. And sometimes you just really, like I said before, you can't tell people that you know, because it doesn't work sometimes. You know, you're better off telling somebody that you don't know a lot of times. You know, and I think, you know, I love that you have this group. I really do, because, you know, it sounds like you've all helped each other, and this is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, we're a great bunch of gals, I'll have to admit.
Bobby, have you given your website and book titles, Bobby?
No, Bobby is not. So Bobby's not. She's not getting away with it. Go ahead.
I am. Mine is www.bobbyshafer.com. I've got Love's Golden Dream that came out in October, and I've probably sold 4,500 copies.
That's great.
And I've got
right when you said that, okay, tell people exactly where you sold them, because a lot of people, myself included, were always saying, where can we go, where can we go? All right, tell them where you sold them, all these places.
Well, actually, if you buy them yourself, which are off the line, and you'll get a discount.
Yeah.
I've got 5 local stores in my area that are carrying them for me.
That's great.
It's not like for a percentage. They said, put your books down, honey, and if we sell it, the money's yours.
That's
my
great.
Daughter works for the prison system. she has sold 60 or 70.
Wow.
One of my daughters works at Walmart, and I've got a list now for Legacy of Eagle Creek, which should be out the end of the month. And people call me, email me constantly as to when the new book's coming out. And I said, well, if you don't read your sister's book, buy one for yourself. And you know, and it'll tell you on the back, you know, and then check with Dancing with Bear and order one from them, because that's the way you want to go.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, and if they don't, you know, all of your books are on Amazon, everybody's, you know, and my book, too, which is WW Michigan Avenue Media. I have a children's book, and I have a Holocaust survivors book, and I also have a, you know, a love fiction drama, which I did as a screenplay, which is really what I'm doing. I probably should say this. See, this is the end of the show. I always forget this. Okay. What I'm doing now is I am taking books to movies. And I'm an agent, a WGA signatory agent, and if you think your book would be good for a movie, I'm a script writer, and I find that all the people that have, they send me their scripts and I send them to production companies, the production companies aren't exactly thrilled with the scripts, for not, you know, not mine, I'm talking about other people's, and well, so then I think I'm going to try to do this. I have optioned books for people before, but I'm going to try to option their books to movies, but I don't hold the rights. You still hold the rights. And all I'm going to be doing is going to talk to the production company. So all in my contract would be just to tell people, you know, that this is, you know, I have permission to go out and you can, you know, option the book just to so they can go out and try to get money to get a movie made. So I think this might work very well. And so if people are thinking of that, they can email me and we'll take a look at the books, because I think that's a it's a difficult thing to do in general to get a movie made, but I really think I'm going to take a lot of books, because when you call production companies, they don't always know what they want. So I want to have a lot of different things, because they're mostly, when you go to movies, you see books. You see that all these movies are from books.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I think that this is what I'm going to work on, because after all of these years doing this, 15 years, I'm really beginning to believe that the scripts that they see, they just don't like. But that doesn't mean they wouldn't like the stories that they read. And so even if the book is smaller, it's better. And I'm going to be having I'm going to be having some screenwriting, you know, Jeff Remick will be on in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be talking about, he's really good, he's got a very great website, and he'll be coming on. Joanne Buchanan from World Castle, she had him on her show several times, and he's been on mine. He explains a lot. And so I'm going to be featuring a lot of this, so people will know, you know, where to go. And because, like you said before, I mean, there are places to go, but you sometimes don't know if they're honest or
exactly.
If you don't know. You know, and it's really, this is a tough thing. Because one of the things about doing a show is, like, people know that I'm real. I really do not like to submit to anybody I can ever talk to or anything. You have to talk. You can't do everything by email. You just can't.
No.
It's not possible. You know, and you should get some kind of feel from the person if you're talking to them rather than in an email, because some people do not sound wonderful in emails, and they're really nice people, and they're very nice, you know. It's just that they're tired of all these emails, so they just, it sounds like, you know, they have no patience, but that's not really true. They're just tired, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what happens out there, you know. So I think that that's one of the things I'm doing. So, and, you know, I think it's probably going to be a very good thing, because I want to try it. I mean, people, you know, are optioning books a lot, but they're optioning bestsellers a lot. So this is going to be with people that have good books that maybe don't have a chance to get it out. It doesn't mean a story isn't good if it's not a bestseller.
Good.
You know,
I'm tired of remakes, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, and there's so many people with good books out there now. I mean, there really are.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, you
there's
know,
no reason.
Like,
yeah.
You know, that's why I'm an advocate for all of this, because I really believe that people got to keep trying, and that's why when you told me about your group, I mean, it really is good. And I would like to have, like, your whole group maybe in a couple months to see what everybody's doing again, because I think that you'll be all having new books by then, and Linda will be done, because we're going to make sure she does.
Yes, we will.
Now that I know that.
Time-wise, Linda.
Pat Lavinia has one that's coming out from Dancing with Bears, and it's called Winfrey, but I do not know when is it coming out.
What's it called?
She's on the list. It'll probably be out in the fall.
Is she with Dancing with Bear? Is she with Dancing with Bear?
Yeah.
She's on our
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of her book?
Win Free.
Okay.
Yeah, Win Free.
W-I-N-D-F-R-E-E. It's the name
right,
of a horse.
Right, so Bobby, I think, you know, this would be good for you to come on in a few more months, and we'll see what's going on with everybody, and your book's coming out, so, you know, and I think this is interesting for people, because I think people need to see that people are out there trying to get their books out, and this is a problem for everybody. Nobody is getting this so easy. It's not that easy.
Well, we've been together a long time. Linda, how long have we been together?
Yeah, how long is your group?
I think 2010. I was thinking about it earlier. It's just 2010, so we've been busy.
Yeah.
But I wanted
to
say one thing about
it. Well, gosh, I didn't know it'd been that long.
Yeah. I wanted to, well, it was in the fall, so it may not seem like that long. I want to say one thing about our writers group, the group that we belong to, East Texas Writers Guild. That when I joined this group of people, I had no idea what to expect. I have never been around a group of people with all sorts of interests that back you and encourage you, every one of them. I know everybody there wants to be the bestseller, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't be there. But if you say, I've written a poem or whatever, they all go, oh, good. You know, everybody, they keep pushing you along. And I've never been around a group of people as nice as they are, so look them up on the Internet. It's
okay, so wait, let me ask you a question.
Field.
But you have to be in Texas or to be in that group?
I wouldn't imagine.
No, so it's
East. No, you can be from anywhere.
So it's East?
But the meetings are in Tyler, Texas, though.
Okay, it's East Writers.
No,
yeah,
East Texas.
East
Texas Writers Group.
Writers Guild.
In fact, in our last meeting,
I'm sorry.
Guild? Okay.
We had a guest that, our speaker, we had over Skype.
Yeah,
that was great.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? If you ever wanted me to do that, I could possibly do that because because I'm coming out. I would like to. Yeah, because I'm
speaking
to people about this because I am very passionate about people finishing things and getting it done. And, you know, because I know I've been there, done that. And it's hard, you know. And that's why positive, you know, I'm not saying to tell people their work is wonderful if it's not, but to try to help them get it out there and just to finish it.
That's what we do.
Yes, and that's right. People need encouragement, and they don't get it from their families because they just don't understand this. It's not an easy field to understand, you know.
It's an alien world.
Right. And, you know, I know that, you know, Virginia, she's done always stories for children, and now she's, you know, together we're doing the World of Ink, and she does great trailers. She's, you know, and she has mom and groups, and, you know, she has mommy bloggers. I mean, she does a lot of things. So if you look up World of Ink Network, she does a lot of things that are really good. She's very smart, and she ends up, you know, I don't do the same thing she did. We both do different things. And together, you know, we've done a lot of things, so that's one of the reasons we do a lot of these shows. And, you know, certainly, you know, with Brenda, I'm going to talk to, Virginia and I might do the show with you because, you know, that might be because I think what you've done is it's a success. You know, our show is What is a Success? And it's not about money. It's about success in life. So I think what you've done is a success when you go through something like that. So I'm going to talk to her about that, and you know, maybe we'll both do the show. But, you know, I appreciate all of you coming on, and this has been great. And that's why I would like to see you in a few months, you know, to see what's going on. And I think this is an ongoing thing to see how everybody is.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
it was really nice.
You know, it's like I'm happy that I met everybody, and Bobby knows how I feel. Like we all met each other for, like, various reasons, and the good thing is that everybody really wants the other person to do good, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I think that is the thing, you know, and that's the one thing we can thank Facebook for, because the truth is, this is how it all happened. I started doing a show because April Robin with Red River, she asked me to be on one of her shows, and I was a wreck. I really was. I had no idea how to do this. I had to read 6 pages. I was editing my work as I'm reading it. I was scared. I really was, and I like to talk. But then after that, she said, want to do another show? I go, okay, fine. And she says, you want to have your own show? I go, I don't know about this. I don't think I didn't want to go on the show. You know, and it was late at night. She asked for people to come on the shows. And I'm like, oh, I might as well, because the person that I self-published with, she kept saying, you have to go on radio shows. And some of the radio shows, they were charging $300 or $400. I go, I'm not paying $300 or $400. I don't even know if I want to do this. you know, and because that's, you know, a lot of them do charge for the links and everything. And so that wasn't what I wanted to do, but then she said, you want to do a show? I go, okay. And, you know, I started, and then Virginia and I met there because Virginia had a baby, and I asked her if she'd help me on my show. I put an ad out there on Facebook, and she, and then we've been friends ever since. It's been a couple years now, and we've done a lot of shows together and separately. But, you know, and that's how, and everybody meets everybody. I met Reed. That's how I met you, Bobby, and I think that that's one of the good things. The link to everybody is a really good thing.
Absolutely.
So I think you guys should continue doing this, and I wish you all really good luck. And I thank you so much for being on, especially when some of you have not been on the show. And, you know, then we want to see Janice next time. We'll have her,
yes,
and Pat. You know,
Pat, yes.
And yeah, and I think what you're doing is great. And Bobby, you know, I think you're terrific. You're going, you're doing, you've learned so much in these short months. You're doing great. So that's not just a little, it's not just a little job you're doing. It's a huge job. You know.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad somebody appreciates it.
Well, right, I do.
Well,
and, all right, thank you all. And I have my show Friday with Willow Cross, and that'll be a good show.
Oh, I'm going to listen.
Yeah, at noon Central. Yeah, and it'll be on demand.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's terrific. All right, thank you all very much, and I appreciate you all
thank
coming
you.
On.
Thank you. Good night, girls.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.